This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't know, what, 30 minutes from tip?
You said 30 like minutes.
550-ish?
Yeah. And I got to tell you, it feels like a giant toss-up.
Yeah. I mean, the spread's like, what, 1.5, 2, something spread's like that?
One and a half.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who to... Could go either way.
Yeah. It's fun, though, because you feel like, at least I feel like Florida's got the better star player in Clayton. I think that Houston probably has the better coach in Sampson.
Yeah.
And it's... It makes it hard to call.
Yep.
Both teams really solid, really deep.
It's a bit like the Florida-Auburn game. It's like that spread was one or two.
And that was a great game.
Yeah. Florida just kind of
But Florida's had the – no offense to Cooper Flagg, who was really good in the Houston game. Florida has the best player in the tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they lose tonight, he should still be the player of the tournament.
He's been awesome.
He's been incredible. He's actually pulled them – you know, remember, they almost lost to freaking UConn in the second round.
Yep. He pulled them out of it. And he pulled it out against, what, Texas Tech also?
He's just been amazing.
So Joe Cronin, the Blazers absentee GM, and I say that only because you just never really hear from him.
Yeah.
I know he's working behind the scenes.
You hear more from him than you do Jody.
Yeah, that's true. But you, like, I don't know. It's like when Olshay was here, he's always out there.
Yeah.
Never met a camera he didn't like, and he's going to tell you his narrative, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather have that? And feel like you're being lied to, or he's a little schmarmy, or would you rather just have this guy who may be a little better dude, but
I've always
totally
said,
off the radar. Not he's like he doesn't talk to you.
I've always said I like hearing from people. I think it's a disservice to the fans that you've never heard from Jody Allen.
Guys, move on.
At least Paul would show up every now and then, and you know, drop you a mixtape once or twice a year. You know, and for all whatever you think of Olshay and some of his bluster, again, at least he's out there. I believe that as a fan, you deserve to hear from the people that are in charge of constructing this thing.
And I tend to agree.
I would like him to be more out there. From all accounts, he's a pretty good guy. People like him.
Isn't it odd though that he just like he's not?
Well, he's not comfortable in front of the mic either. It's not he's not a public guy.
Well, I think there's a lot of people in leadership positions that are like that, but you just sort of have to do it. It's just part of the job.
Yes.
But not with him. No. I don't know. I don't I don't think he's a great GM at all.
Mm-hmm.
I also can totally see the logic of saying, well, he's the one that started the teardown, so let's let him at least see that through.
Sure.
Because there were signs that it's getting better this year, right?
Yeah, 14-win improvement.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean...
No, it's not great.
It's not great.
Far from it, but...
But there were signs, and so you could say, okay, well, this guy started it. Let's let him, at least let him... I can see that.
Yeah. Well, let me say, like, what? Two things can be true at the same time. And I think when you look at Cronin, I think you can say that absolutely there's reason to say that this team needs to go in a different direction. And there's a ton of evidence you could point to and say he needs more time. That whether you feel like he's done a good enough job to warrant the extension, you can say that he probably deserves the opportunity to try to finish this thing. Because I don't know how anyone really could have done a ton in the amount of time with the resources that he was given.
I think my bigger problem is because it's just hard to... It's hard to... Boy... Trying to think of how I want to say this. I just think my bigger problem is that there isn't much conviction behind it or vision.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Jode. I always go back to the owner. I don't think Cronin's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Cronin is dealing with the hand he was dealt, right? Like he can only do so much. I think it was, you know, if you're overseeing a giant teardown and rebuild and tank and all that, it might behoove you to think about someone with more experience.
Yeah.
But okay, they went with Cronin. They saw something in Cronin, they went with Cronin. I just don't know how much they're paying attention to really have conviction over extending Cronin, right? Like, it's one thing if Burt Cold or Jody Allen come out and they're like, here are the reasons why we're sticking with this guy. It's like, you're the owners. Okay, well, I see your logic.
Yeah.
But there's none of that. It's let's just keep the guy that's in there that's doing a decent job.
And that's a point. Can we also bring up the possibility, right? First off, Jody's not selling until the NBA expands. It's going to be a cool $300 to $400 million in their pocket. So just let's get that out of the way. Not selling. Once the NBA expands, she has to sell eventually. That's when the Blazers will maybe go on the block. Till then, this is what's happening. Is it possible that the path of least resistance is just what they will always take here? That it's kind of a rudderless ship, that Bert's kind of in charge, Jody's overseeing the thing, it's not in their long-term interest, they don't really care that much, it's not their team.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's kind of what you're saying, that Cronin's here, and like you said, he's just, we know.
He's a space filler.
He's a space filler. And then you hope maybe he does a good job. I don't think he's terrible, right?
But he's not great.
Well, I think you, again, I'm going to go back to the two things can be true at the same time. I think when you look at acquiring Denny and Tumani Kamara, I think those are really nice gets. I think what you got for some of the sell-off pieces for the Norman Powells and for Dame, I think that appears to be pretty weak. But then other people will tell you that those weren't great assets to begin with. The draft picks, you know, Scoot, Klingon, and Sharp, I mean, you don't have a bona fide A or even B right now amongst any of those. So it's just hard for me. I think it's just a big, giant incomplete. And so I can see the argument to it's incomplete until we know what this looks like a few, maybe two more years down the road. How do you really judge him? And so maybe, again, the path of least resistance and maybe the fair thing to do is to just see where this goes.
That's what I said, too. I think we're you and I are saying the exact same things here. I just feel like there's no conviction behind it. There's no, like, there's just no...
What kind of conviction would you want, though?
Just, I mean, talk to us.
Well,
tell us.
That's not going to happen.
So it just, I don't know. I think that most of the city at this point has snuffed out what is happening here, and that is that you have an absentee owner who, like you said, doesn't really give a rip, even though she pretends to, and she shows up to games, whatever, doesn't know ball at all. And so you're always going to be, it's just, they're the franchise that now continually gets the top picks and goes nowhere. You know, you see this, the Washington Wizards, like the same teams always get the best picks, right? Yeah. And then they suck. They continually suck. Why? Because they're bad franchises with bad owners.
Yeah.
That is unfortunately what the Portland Trailblazers are.
Hey, on the plus side, you don't have a top pick. You're going to end up with like the 10th best pick. So we got that going for
us. But that's what they are. And before, they weren't that because Paul Allen gave a rip.
Mm-hmm.
And for all his flaws, that dude cared and he was all over it. And he would even get, he would get too fire happy with his GMs.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, he would
do something.
Who was the guy? Was it Cho?
Yeah.
That got fired like within a year?
Yeah, it was Rich Cho. And
Paul was like, yep, not the guy.
And he ran into a problem with Pritchard and they butted heads.
At least that's conviction. Yeah. Paul Allen had, here's what I think. Here's why this, I am going to hire this guy. And here's why this guy isn't working. I'm cutting the, I mean, he was ruthless.
Yeah.
What he did to Pritchard.
Yeah.
But he wanted to win. And now you have the exact opposite of that. You have an owner who couldn't give two S's about winning, doesn't care about the fans. No, she won't even put out a freaking statement, you freaking bitch! Sorry, I was just doing that to give Buck another
Doesn't it feel
another
like
drop?
The Cronin extension is the definition of
she won't even return his calls.
Well, man, that's what I'm saying.
Bitch!
They're just,
what is up with that?
She should give no one any sort of confidence.
No.
And because of that, Joe Cronin gives no one any sort of confidence.
Yeah.
And because of that, Chauncey Billups gives no one any sort of confidence, although he had a pretty nice year.
Yeah.
I just think he's out the door. I think you're going to see him either in Memphis or maybe Phoenix.
Well, and we'll see here, right?
If you're able to keep him, quite frankly, Cronin lucked into that.
Yeah,
because you already pissed him off by not giving him his extension.
And getting rid of his brother.
He's a good coach.
Yeah.
And I think that he thinks that this could be a Houston situation. Now, I don't think that. I don't know how many people even think that, but when you're in it and you're in the middle of it and you got a relationship with the guys, you know, you view it through that lens and you think, okay, what if? What if, you know, and in the Houston situation, by the way, for those who don't know, the Rockets, they're number two in the West.
Yep.
And nobody trusts them to do anything in the playoffs.
No, but they're there.
But Ime's their coach, similar coach. They're young. Mm-hmm. They play well together and they don't really have a particular star. And that's Portland.
Yeah.
So I see why you would say, okay, well, maybe they're the next Houston. I would be stunned if they are, but maybe they are.
Well, we'll find out. Because
that's what Chauncey thinks they could be. But
you're going to be locked into the 10th best.
He's the only
10th spot. So it's not like there's an all-star coming.
I just don't know. I just don't know outside of Chance who gives you confidence in this organization at all. Anyone, anywhere. Klingon?
No. I mean, honestly, at this point, I mean, and we'll see what kind of shape he gets into. Dude, Klingon, of the young guys that you have, Klingon is going to be a board. He's going to be a rotational player. Maybe he's a decent starter. He's a defensive guy, but I mean, no. I have more faith in Scoot turning into something than I do Donovan Klingon. So, I mean, it's
so what do you think they are moving forward?
Magic Johnson.
You keep. So, if you're really judging Cronin's performance, he had to trade Lillard.
Yes.
He had to trade Siege.
Yes.
And he did not do a very good job of those trades. No. Are we sure about that?
Yes.
That we can say.
That we can say.
Didn't do a very good job trading those guys.
No.
Okay, pretty inexperienced GM. Okay, but then he rebounds because he brings in a couple of bench guys or role guys, like you said. I don't think many people care about that, but okay, you got Abdia and Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else? Sharp, did he draft Sharp?
He drafted Sharp, he drafted
and
Scoot,
Sharp's
he drafted
got
Klingon.
Potential, but is Sharp a cornerstone guy?
No, the only cornerstone that you have right now is Denny. Denny's your cornerstone guy. And then Kamara is a solid four. On a contending team,
but are we really saying Denny Avdija is
he's the closest thing you have right now?
Okay, well that's different.
It's different.
So no, you're saying he's just your best player?
He's your best player.
Okay, well that's not saying much of anything.
He is your best player.
That
hands
to
down,
me,
period, end of story.
That to me is an indictment on Joe Cronin. I mean, they don't have any good players.
No.
So if you think Scoot's going to be something, if you think Sharp's going to be something, and you think Klingon as a guy will be something,
then maybe you have
then
something.
You've got maybe some core there that you can work with moving forward. But who thinks that?
I think
besides Chauncey,
I think at the best this is a play-in sort of team. You're in that 8, 9, 10 spot every single year, and we're gonna hear the same thing. Wait till the offseason. Deal Robert Williams, you know, do you deal Anthony Simon? Jeremy Grant's probably got to go. So this is where the incomplete thing has to happen. Next year, I would assume Simons, Grant, and Williams are all gone. Maybe even Ayton. And so what you get back in return for that, I mean, this goes back to...
Well, is it more picks, right? Isn't it? Like, you're young.
I would assume. I mean, you're on a very young timeline here, so you probably have some more growing pains to go. It is a very young roster.
So he's got two more drafts, maybe?
Yes.
To try to
do something.
Piece this together, and then you look around and go, okay. But that's kind of my whole point here, is that I think Jody in 2 years will look around and be like, oh, that's good.
It's possible.
Oh, it's fine.
And then hopefully in 2 or 3 years, she's selling the team.
That's what you want. If you're a Blazer fan, you need this out of her hands because it's just not going to get any better as long as she owns the team.
And then the easiest path to get somewhere is that if and I don't think Klingon is developing to any sort of real difference maker. Again, starting average center, defensive guy. It's Sharp and Scoot. If Sharp and Scoot develop into big-time players, then that's the easiest path forward. Other than that, welcome to the 8 seed every year, because I've said this a million times. You look up and down the league at the contending teams and you have to have a guy, and more than likely you have to have two of them. And Portland doesn't even come close to having one. So your best player on a contending team is the third or fourth best player on that roster. And until that changes, it really doesn't matter what else you do. You're just putting together a collection of decent players to make the playoffs and get run off. You are not a contending team.
So 4 in a row now, four seasons with fewer than 40 wins.
Yes.
How many more can you handle? How many more are acceptable?
I think next year,
because it's going to keep happening.
Well, they told us this year that this wasn't about a tank. It just wasn't. If this was a tank, you would be better than the 9th or 10th team, the best odds. So if you're saying that this is no longer about losing games, then next year the expectation is you are a playoff team.
Okay.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, prepare to be disappointed. And cool. That, I think, is the point.
Yeah.
But
I just don't know how you can go through this year, which ended up being basically a wasted year other than growth and development. And you did. Kamara, huge strides. Denny, huge strides. Became your best player. Scoot, after the disastrous rookie season, looked competent. Sharp, there's highs and lows there. Klingon, I don't know what you make of that. Again, moments, but nothing. But you saw growth and development. They played hard. And, you know, they were sniffing around the play-in, right? Sniffing around it. But you clearly said that this wasn't about getting a high pick. It wasn't. You tried to make the play-in, and it didn't work. So next year, the bare minimum expectation for this team is to make the playoffs. And if not, someone should get a boot in the ass. Because clearly they're telling you that this isn't about a tank. And if you're not trying to tank, then you have to win games. So to me, this whole, lose games and baby Blazer crap, that S is over. It's off season. Make moves, bring in guys, speed up the timeline, make the playoffs.
Okay, well, Cronin gets an extension, multi-year, I might add.
Yeah, now we sit and wait and see what happens with Chance. That's the next domino.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to one shining moment. March Madness comes to an end tonight. That's next. Here's Buck.